At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
I thought about you this weekend, Tom. Joining us, it's Tom Carroll and Taylor Freeman. Tom has written a new book. It's called The Lost Art of Random Conversations. When you ask somebody how they are and going deeper on it, and I walked into Whole Foods checking out and I said to the cashier, "Hey, how are you today?" And she looked me dead in the eye and she's like, "I'm exhausted. I could really use a nap."
Mm.
And I didn't know how to respond.
Yeah, it got too real right
yes.
there for a moment, right? There's a little bit revealing. I'm vulnerable over here.
Right. And I was just expecting her to be like, "Great, how are you?" And I was going to respond, "Great, how are you? Let's keep going with our lives, you know?"
Superficial nonsense.
Tom, this is exactly what the book is about, The Lost Art of Random Conversations and being able to connect with people.
Exactly. Yeah. And your story is perfect, Anna. It's funny. I swear 60% of stories I get from people happen at Whole Foods. I don't know what it is about that place. Yeah. I mean, two roads diverge in that moment, right? We either go towards how are you? And it's the pleasantries of the fine and good. Or it's, hey, am I going to be 10, 20% more honest with you and let you know what's actually happening? Which, if we roll the dice, is probably a hard day for a lot of people, which is what you got in response.
Tom is wearing a shirt right now that says, "I talk to strangers."
It's interesting to me, Tom, because I think so many people were caught up in our own stuff every single day that it's just easier for us to stay focused on the task at hand and move on quickly. But we miss out on so many things in life when we do that.
Absolutely. One of the catalyst stories of where Lost Art of Random Conversations came from, I'm getting off a plane from Uganda, where I lived at the time of all places, into JFK. My dad picks me up, and our tradition then is go get Chipotle. So we get our burritos, we're walking out, and I see this older gentleman walking in with a medical mask on, holding crumpled up latex gloves. And all I can think is, like, what is going on with this guy right now?
Right.
This is a very strange thing to see in public at this point. And I feel this strong pain in my gut to, like, say, I want to know what's going on with this guy. I want to hear his story. And I take a breath, and I make that move that you made, Anna, and I say, "Excuse me, sir, can I ask how your day is going?" And I guess I said it in such a way with enough clear curiosity that he took a breath, kind of waffled on it, and he says, "You know what? I think this is the best day of my life." And my dad and I are standing there like, whoa, obviously that's not what you're expecting to hear. We take a beat, we sit there in silence, kind of nodding expectantly, like, "Tell us more." And he says, "I just came from the hospital. Today I'm a grandfather for the first time. And I'm getting burritos for my daughter, my son-in-law, and I."
Oh, that's so fun.
That's not going to be every conversation. That's like a double zero on the roulette table. And yet the fact that that is possible means that there is so much depth beneath the iceberg of people that we could access in any moment. And it doesn't take a complicated script or fancy language to necessarily get there. It's all about getting the reps in and having enough curiosity and an open mind in a given moment to be able to give someone that space they might need to share about either a good or bad thing that's happening in their life.
I gotta be real. I'm fascinated right now. You get off a plane from Uganda and you go to Chipotle and the pain in your stomach is asking this man a question, not either of the foods that you ate in either of these places here. How does it come about that you decide to write this book, and how do you two meet, and how does this all work together?
We've got a lot of different layers in our relationship. I mean, if we were on the show a year ago, you'd find two romantic partners building an intimate relationship a year and a half in. You'd find two co-founders of The Lost Art of Random Conversations, and you'd find two co-inhabitants of a 1989 Airstream traveling around rural America.
So you guys were like the RV couple.
At one point.
Yeah, at one point.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It's been 11 months on the road, meandering, following the invitations, seeing where we were supposed to be.
And so. you just talked to randoms the whole time throughout.
A lot of randoms. We did a whole plethora of things. So we were building a lot of the back end of the business and trying to live the message as much as possible by talking to people along the way, collecting stories, kind of figuring out both content and stories for the book, things for our personal experiences. And we were also visiting family. We were taking care of people's dogs.
Weddings.
Staying at campgrounds.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, I know that you, like, a big point of this is that excessive phone use has created social anxiety.
Yep.
And people no longer know how to speak face to face. Best practices on how you can do it, exactly how to make these connections. And that's going to be coming up next. The Lost Art of Random Conversations. Joining us, it's Tom Carroll, who wrote the book, along with Taylor Freeman. You start random conversations with people because we have forgotten how to do that because of our phones.
Correct.
All right. So I see here that you've brought a container filled? What's happening here?
Yeah. So we've got our little statue. This started as sort of a Greek, I don't know if you've seen in someone's garden, they've got like an Aristotle figure with an open head. And we've got a bunch of slips of paper in here, like a little game. And they all have different random questions on them on what I call the vulnerability spectrum. So one question may be, what's been exciting you recently? The other might be, what would someone never believe just by looking at you? We're trying to bring a little bit more of an everyday interaction level to it. A strong community, in my opinion, is when people all feel like they belong. And the easiest way to articulate that is by checking in with one another on a daily basis, ideally. Hey, what's going on with you? How's your mother? How's that thing you were working on? Little micro moments that actually stack and build lasting trust.
But face to face, not just on text, face to face, like getting back to old school, actually talking to people.
Picking up the phone and calling people.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Let's do this.
Human experience. Go.
Talking to each other.
All right. Okay, who's pulling the question? Taylor, you pull the question.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's see, Anna. If you could have dinner with anyone living, but they had to be a non-celebrity, who would you have dinner with?
Oh, why? I was going to say Amy Poehler, and then you said a non-celebrity.
A non-celebrity.
Yep. One of our bosses is a very, very good friend of mine, and we're so busy that I never get to talk to her or see her anymore. And I would just love to be in a hotel room with lots of takeout food and a bottle of wine for like 24 hours. Now, Raven, you have time to think.
I mean, I think always the answer is always going to be my mom. Just there's always more time to spend with your mom, and she's alive, so I can say that.
Oh.
That's the answer.
All right. Fair. So if we were going to talk to each other and start a conversation, like now I would have to ask him about his mom. Like, why do you like your mom?
Great question.
That'd be a good way.
Why do you like your mom, Raven?
She provided for me, gave me life, you know, all those things.
What's something like that you don't know about your mom, and how would you find that out?
My mom was a bit of a wild child when she was married to my father, and they were divorced at a very young age. So I remember growing up with my stepdad. So whenever my mother shares photos or stories with me about, you know, her and my dad doing things, it's a lot of times an eye opener for me because it just wasn't always talked about all the time. And they were wild. They went out, they had adventures, but they were very much in love at one point too. And you kind of forget that when you spend a whole lifetime without them.
Joining us, it's Tom Carroll. He's the author of The Lost Art of Random Conversations. And Taylor Freeman is here with us as well. So we're doing this random thing where we're pulling out questions to learn how to speak to each other again, because we've all forgotten how to do that because of social media and our phones.
Damn you, phone. Damn you.
Yeah.
How dare you.
All right, Taylor, what do we have next?
Okay. Raven, you're going to go first with this one.
Okay.
What's something you're proud of that has nothing to do with work?
Oh, gosh. I'm proud of the success of my son's business. He's done really, really great over the last few years, and it's kind of changed a lot of dynamics in our family. He had a time where, like me, he was kind of crazy as a youth, and I was a little bit worried about him. But, you know, it's kind of a fork in the road, and he's gone completely the opposite way. So he's got great business, got great family. I love my future daughter-in-law. They're getting married in 3 weeks.
Ooh,
so
congrats.
It's an exciting time, and it's definitely a thing where there's two sides of that coin, and I got lucky on this one. So let's keep that going. Yeah.
So like a practical way, if somebody wants to start a conversation, how do you do it naturally where you're not being an awkward person and people think like you're a creep?
Carry that head with you.
Completely, yeah. Just,
that's
yeah,
what
just
I would
bring
do.
A head with questions in it.
Pull that out of
one
your
of
pocket.
Us.
Hey,
one of
play
us.
A game?
Right, and of course.
They are in development for our wild cards.
There you go.
Them. It's a good question, Anna. Generally, start slower because, ironically, they can feel quite disingenuous in a day-to-day context.
It feels good to share, you know, and we share every day. To share different parts that, you know, you don't think you're going to be talking about or revealing that day, there's nothing wrong with it. Lean in. That's what I would say.
Right. And be present.
Exactly.
The Lost Art of Random Conversations by Tom Carroll. You can get all the info at
randomconvo.com.
Thank you, guys.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.